Hi, and welcome to another edition of Pasha. My name is Nontobeko Mtshali. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode looks at what some scientists have called the sexiest profession of the 21st century. This episode explores data science. Our guest, Wim Dalva, acting director for the School for Data Science and Computational Thinking at Stellenbosch University in South Africa, tells us what it is.
Some would say that data science is nothing new and it's just a reincarnation of methods and practices that have been in existence for a long time and that mainly stem from mathematics, statistics, and computer science. But I think what's new is that data science is by design explicitly and intentionally an interdisciplinary field. So that means that it really works optimally when people, these various experts, work together, and they also involve subject matter experts. In other words, we don't do data science in a vacuum, but we do it to actually solve tangible problems in the real world. And those problems could come from banking, they could come from Bible studies, could come from anywhere.
Data science is still uncharted territory for the African continent. What potential does it have?
Africa has many unresolved challenges, and it's human nature to focus on the challenges that are close to you. So we shouldn't rely on experts from the Northern Hemisphere to come and solve problems in Africa. We instead should build our own data science experts who can then focus on the problems that that are closest to our own hearts. And just to list a few of those problems, by no means an exhaustive list, but efficient and equitable healthcare provision, food security, employment creation, poverty alleviation, traffic congestion, and road accidents are just a few of the immediate problems that people are faced with every day. And then even more close to people's hearts would be interpersonal violence, alcohol abuse, and housing. For all of these challenges, we can use optimization algorithms, methods for analysis of big data, to generate data-driven proposals for solutions. And then we can also use these methods to help evaluate what the impact is of these solutions.
It can be particularly useful for the youth, but how?
Youth are typically very well connected to the internet, and luckily for the field of data science, over the last few years, there's been a massive amount of courses that's been developed. Most universities in the world have developed really good online courses that are often free, so people have access to thousands of modules and courses. It also means that you can study in your own time and wherever you want, which makes it more combinable with having another job or studying formally.
Are there any examples of data science being used successfully on the continent?
Plenty of examples. One of the examples here very close to us is Zindi. Zindi is a company that partners with industry, with government, and with academic institutions to organize data science competitions. And what they managed to accomplish is that within a few months, algorithms are developed, deployed, and validated by the competitors to solve a range of problems. And these problems have been, for instance, detecting tax fraud using data from the Ministry of Finance of Tunisia, detecting who's most likely to be financially excluded by not having a bank account, predicting when and where road accidents will occur next in Cape Town, or in agriculture, developing methods for automatic detection of crop types based on satellite images.
There is a growing network of training for data scientists across Africa. The hope is that data science can make a real difference with challenges facing the continent. Thank you for tuning into this episode produced by Ozair Patel. From me, Nontobeko Mtshali, it's bye for now.